We're ending the sugya here, the side sugya. But these are ideas that I'd like you to know. I remember one year when I was in Kailo, one year we learned mikvahs. And in the summer, I learned Hilchos mikvahs, how to build a mikvah, all these things. The summer before, I was preparing by learning Mishnayos mikvahs. And there are so many new terms, words like katafis, or nitzuk, or zeichlin, or ashbayrin, that most yeshivalite never bump into in the learning. And it's a rare opportunity. These are terms that are unique for mikvahs. And it's a rare opportunity to have just a little bit of a havana, yediyah, and these inyan. There is a Reb Chaim on this sugya, the Grach al HaRambam. I should have let you know ahead of time so you can make a landing on it inside. It's a very smooth Reb Chaim. It's in Hilchos Tumas Eichlin, the second Reb Chaim, I think it's Perek Zayin, the second piece. And actually what's Nageya to us is his second shot, his second Mahalach. Which means you skip the, or you can learn it, you can skip the second paragraph. Yes, Akasha, and then so Nageya to us is the second Mahalach. And Agav, under Reb Chaim, I'd like you to be familiar with a certain terms and certain concepts that have to do with mikvahs. Most of us are not a geatas. Building a mikvah is done occasionally in a community. It's not very shiach that these things are built. But agad, these things are nageat hilchos netilas yadayim, as Tosfos alludes to, as well. Now first let's work with Reb Chaim, and then whatever side issues that will come up, we'll deal with as well. Reb Chaim has two kashas in our sugya. One, our Gemara is dealing with the issue of Tefeach HaMenos LaTfiach, being a chibur. And the Gemara says, Dilma Le'i Mikvais Reb Yehudi. This concept that Tefeach HaMenos LaTfiach is a chibur, this, it's Reb Yehuda, and he was saying it regarding the following din, Mikvah Shiesh by Abom Samach Uvanais V'Yadushayim V'Tablu. You have a mikvah with exactly 40 saw. Two people go in, they table, the first person walks out first, before the second person tables. If Raglai, what does the Gemara say? Raglai Sharish Negas B'mayim Afashen Yitar. So you have to picture it, you have a mikvah, one person is about to be tabled, the other person is walking out. Maybe on a step already, but his feet are still in the water of the mikvah. The mikvah itself doesn't have 40 saw now, unless you count the water on the body of this man. So Reb Yehuda says that's a kosher mikvah. Why? So all the Rishonim touch that Mishnah, if you take a look at Mishnah's mikvahs, that Reb Yehuda holds good achis mechitza. That what is that? What is good achis? Good achis mechitza. We talked about the mechitzas of Shabbos. He holds about Reb Yehuda holds that the walls of the mikvah are considered as if they continue up, and this man with the water on his body is standing over the water of the mikvah. So the mikvah has 40 saw because the mikvah includes him, and he has water on him. What happens if you would have a mikvah where the water somehow you would shape the water? Of course, water is always has a flat surface. Somehow there'd be a wave in the water and the water would be up. It would still be a kosher mikvah. It has 40 saw. Someone is tabled in the ocean, there are waves. The waves are part of it as well. So Reb Yehuda holds that the reason it's a kosher mikvah is because this person who's standing in the mikvah, the water on his body is still part of the mikvah. It's since good asik mechitza, since the walls of the mikvah are considered that they go up, the water on his body is still in the mikvah. Because that's all part of the mikvah. Who says the mikvah ends at the surface of the water? It continues. And the water on his body is part of the mikvah.
There's water at the wall.
It would seem a quite is if the water splashes on the wall in a mikveh, that would be connected too.
See,
the thing is that we should have used this expression of good asset mechitza.
So the same way we have the wash by mechitza, so here also by the
they seem to be two separate protein. Which is taka what you're saying, but the Chaim is going to explain it in both. But anyway, this is so the problem is we shine and say the reason is as good as mechitzas. And how can they say Lamaisa Agamara says it's because of a tefech atfiach? It was Dilma. So it's tefech atfiach. So which reason is it? This is what Reb Chaim wants to work out. Basically, we find two reasons for Reb Yehuda. We find the reason of good asik mechitzas, that the mechitzas as if they go up. And we find Agamari, which is saying, because tefeach latfiach is a chibur. Why do you need two reasons? Seems to be one reason or the other. Good. Right, that's what Chaim's going to deal
with. Right. Yeah. You could say that answer again, you still need to answer that, yeah. Because when the water is good, it seems like he's part of it. But it doesn't mean the water.
Why, the water is within the walls. If the walls go up around him, so the, whatever is on his body is in the mikveh. That's all the mikveh. It's also in the mikveh.
Listen, maybe the water that's on, that's what the mikveh is. Yeah, I mean, the water that's on his body. Coming that water, even though obviously that normally even goes on the body, even though he's part of it there itself, but it's just it's sort of like it's a separate part of it, it's not really part of the mikveh. That's what you can have to be, I'm sure, part of the
to connect it.
Right. And that's what this is doing.
That's basically what Reb Chaim is going to explain. I will see in a second. The second kasha that Reb Chaim wants to explain is Tosfos kasha. That we find two mikvahs are connected with kishufei feres hanoyim. We find the shear of connection of two mikvahs, the hole between the two mikvahs that we discussed last time, is kishufei feres hanoyim, literally like the opening of a bottle, the mouth of a bottle, which we name on is two fingers, two finger widths that you could put in and turn loosely. Kishufei feres hanoyim. So where does feres hanoyim come in? Now where does tefeach latfiach come in? That's Taisus Kasha. Taisus says that you need a shear of Shveres Hanayim. So the shear of Shveres Hanayim, where is there a shear of Tefeach Latfiach? How does it work? So Taisus has his Mahalchim. But Reb Chaim has a Mahalach, which he explains Beshitas Rambam. And as always, Reb Chaim establishes his Yisoid. And by using his Yisoid, he seeks to explain these things and more things in the Yoni Mikvahs. What's Reb Chaim's Yisoid? Of course, his Yisoid is that there are two dinim. Always. Two dinim in connecting mikvahs, in connecting water to a mikvah. Reb Chaim uses the expression, there's a din chibor, and there's a din iruv mikvahs. There's a din chibor, which means that the water is connected. Chibor means mechuber to the water, to the mikvah. Then there's a din iruv. Iruv means a mixture, which is a separate thing, as we'll see in a minute. Then chibor la mikvah, there's a din iruv mikvahs. How does that? Now, first of all, he says, for the din iruv, which we'll have to explain, din iruv mikvahs needs shifaferes hanad. Whatever Iruv means, which I'll explain in a minute. The din Iruv mikvahs needs a shear shifaras hanayit. The din of chibor lemikvah, that's what Agamar is talking about, and that is the din of tefeach amanas latfiach. Now, what are these two dinim? Where do they come to play? From Chaim's master. Let's say I have two mikvahs, and each one is 20 sar. Now, in order to make the two into one mikveh, what I really have to do is to is to combine them into one mikveh. That's called Eruv. Eruv is to make two into one. Make them, they should be one mamish. So make two into one mamish, that's called Eruv Mikvais, combining them into one. And to do that, you need a Shefefer HaSanayit. You need a bigger hole that there should be called one mikvah. You need Shefefer HaSanayit. Not only that, if I have a 40 saw mikvah and a 20 saw mikvah, the 40 saw is a kosher mikvah. I want to make the 20 kosher. So again, I need a hole of Shefefer HaSanayit. And then I could total things in the 20 saw mikvah. Why? Because that 20 saw mikvah needs to be a mikvah, has to be called a mikvah. It has to be one with the other. It's a tziruf together. Eruv means it becomes one. How do two mikvahs become one? That's a shear of kashifafar sanai that makes it into one. There's another din. There are things which don't need to have a shem mikvah. It only needs a chibur. L'mashal, Rav Chaim says, to be mitayar tamei water. Tamei water is the only edible thing that you could title in a mikveh, make tar. If bread becomes tamei, it doesn't become tar in a mikveh. Water becomes tar in a mikveh. How does water become tar in a mikveh? Because it's mechuber, the mikveh is water, this is water. By being mechuber to the mikveh, it becomes tar. To be metar, mayim to mayim into a mikveh, all you need is it should be mechuber to it. So for that, Reb Chaim says, Kavanas HaRambam, that it's enough, chibur lemikveh, which is also yet, tefeach latfeach. Why? Because tefeach latfeach is enough to make it connected to the mikveh. It doesn't make it part of the mikveh, but it makes that it's connected to the mikveh, that it's attached to the mikveh. That's enough. When you wash on the tefeach yadayim, you wash once, and if you didn't cover your whole hand, you wash a second time. Tefeach latfeach is enough. What does it do? It makes a chibur. It makes that the two are attached. Being attached, that's enough. You know, you're not making it into one mikveh, so to speak. Just these that it should be.
I'm making it attached. That is one.
No, things could be attached and could be separate. You have two separate items, and they're connected at one point. That doesn't make them one. Doesn't make them one item. It means that it's mechubah to the mikveh, but it's not one. If you would have one mikveh of 20 saw, another mikveh of 20 saw, and tefiach latfiach is detaching them, it's still two separate mikvahs. They're just touching each other, but they're still separate.
It's not that we have 40 saw and we have 5 children. So is that people or is that
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a good question. What Chaim says is that to make mayim shuvim, ois mayim shuvim, all you need is chibur. But to make it one mikvah, you would still need Eruv. I think this is the fair shuvim. He says the fair shuvim. But again, I don't want to confuse, but what Rav Chaim is saying is that there are two separate halachas. One of Eruv and one of chibur. Eruv means Eruv mikvahs. The mikvahs become one. Chibur means chibur mayim. The mayim is attached. It's not one mikvah, it's just attached. So Shefer HaSanayit is one din, to make it one mikvah. And Tefech HaFiach is another din, to make it Bimachobah. Now, Rabbi Yehuda's case, you have this person who's stepping out of a mikvah. The water on his body is Tefech HaFiach, attached to the mikvah. Tefech HaFiach gives it a din Mechobah LeMikvah. But that's not enough. Because here you have one mikveh of, let's say, 39 and a half saw, which is on the ground in the mikveh, and half a saw, which is on his body. Tefeach latfiach is enough to make it that it's mechuber, that the water is attached. To make it one mikveh, normally you need shefer HaSanayit. For that, good asik mechitza tells. When through good you raise the wall and you say he's in the mikvah, that's enough to make it one mikvah. So that when he, good asik mechitza helps to make it that he is, the water on him is in the mikvah, it's one mikvah. Still, even in one mikvah, if you would have in a mikvah, there's a Mishnah that says if you have a wave, someone splashes a wave out of the mikvah, if it's attached to the mikvah, then it's all one mikvah. But let's say you splash water, it's in the air, it's not touching the mikvah. So that's not part of the mikvah. You need, for the water on the body to be considered part of the mikvah, you need two things. You need din chibur, it should be attached to the mikvah. And even if it's attached, you need it should be one mikvah, which is what Rav Chaim calls Eruv Mikvahs. So for that, you have two dinim. For Eruv Mikvahs, to make it all one mikvah, you have good asik mechitza. Still, the water has to be attached. So that's a tefach latziach makes, that the water is attached, it's running on his body, it's running down, and it's attached to the mikvah. So you need one to be a dinim. Rav Chaim calls it Eruv and Chibur. I would call it, one is a din in the mikvah, Eruv Mikvahs, and one is a din in the mayim, chibur mayim.
Once it's attached, what more do you need?
It's attached, if you would normally, once it's attached, you still need kishur v'eras hanai to make it one mikvah. If I'd have one bar of 39 sa, one of one sa, the whole would have to be v'eras hanai. So if I have 39 sa in the mikvah and one on his body, I need Eruv and v'eras, it's not enough. It has to be one mikvah. To be one mikvah, you need v'eras hanai. Or good asik mechitzas. If the mechitzas go up, so that attaches the person to the water on him to make a chad mikvah.
The good asik mechitzas doesn't help to flying water, to splash water.
Good asik mechitzas doesn't help to splashing water. That, because you need that it should be mechubra as well, that it should be continuous water. But that level of chibur is tefech lachiyah. How much, if his feet are underwater, it dries his body and he still has hair in his, water in his hair, it's not going to work. So it has to be a continuous 40 saw. So Reb Chaim is saying that there are two things you need, the Eruv Mikvahs and the Din of Chibur, and that's Pshat in the Gemara. Reb Yehuda says you have both. You have good asik to make it all one mikvah, for Eruv. You have Tefech HaTfiach to make that the water is connected. And when you have the two together, that makes it, that renders it a kosher mikvah. That's the way Rav Chaim explains the din of Chibur Mikvahs. With this, Rav Chaim explains other things as well. One is interesting. The case I mentioned to you last week, what the Gemara called, the Mishnah calls Ukas Hamara. I mentioned to you last week that when you have one mikvah on top of the other, the way our mikvahs are, there's a Mishnah that says that if the hole in between the two is covered by a board that a person couldn't stand on, that that's good enough. That if you put a board underneath and it's something that a person could not stand on, then it's considered mechubar. And really, Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah says, even if there's no hole, even without a hole, it's considered, it doesn't say without a hole, it says, Amosai, when do you need Shefeferes Hanoid if the wall could support a person? If the wall can't support a person, you don't need Shefeferes Hanoid. You follow? I'm talking about the case we had the two virus, one on top of the other. In the diagram I showed, there's a Shefeferes Hanoid there. What the Mishnah says is if that the floor of it can't hold a person, then you don't need Shefeferes Hanoid. The kasha is that mamadashach. If the floor on between is like it's not there, so it shouldn't even need a hole of a mashahu. What do you mean? It doesn't need shfer sanai. It shouldn't need any hole. If you say the floor is a floor, then it should need shfer sanai. What is the Mishnah saying? When you have that floor, you don't need shfer sanai, but you need something. You need a mashahu of connection. Why? So Chaim says, like me, it's beautiful. If you have a floor that separates it, that can't support a person, it's like it makes that the two players are still one mikvah. doesn't separate the mikvah. A floor that can't support a person is not a floor. So it makes it one mikvah. The two bayis are one mikvah. The din of mikvahs you have, even when the floor is there. Because that floor is command alasa. So you have one big mikvah. One big bar. But you need two din. You need it to be one mikvah. And you need that the two waters should be touching. It should be chubur. And that chibur, it's enough to fechas fiach. Which means the whole of a mashu is enough to make the din of chibur man. So you need two din. You need ir of mikvahs. It should be one mikvah, which that missing floor does. Plus, you need the water should be touching. So for that, the whole of a kalshu is enough. So this is the way Reb Chaim is masber, and it explains a few of the things of Hilchos Mikvahs. It's interesting. We had Reb Chaim by Mechitza, two dinim in Mechitza, right? There's Sukkah Dikadin and the Shabbos Dikadin. We have Reb Chaim on Mikvahs, two dinim in Tachik Mikvahs. And I didn't speak out in Tiyas Yedayim, in the Grach Al Hashas, it's actually from the Piskarav, he says there are two dinim in the Tiyas Yedayim. He's the Tintuman and the Nikias, he's Masber, the two dinim. So all these side issues, you know, this Biskatayra is saying that there are two dinim in each of them. And I didn't speak that, so it's nothing to do with this Gemara. But, interesting thing that,
this bar is 45 inches bar?
The other one has to be 40 inches.
Well, awesome.
The reason that we do it is to be Yaitza. I mentioned the machlokes that the hole should be open or dafka closed. So yeah, we leave the hole open, like Tfilas Nashim. But we want that there should be a bar which is kosher, even like the shita, that it can't be left open. That there shouldn't be a switching off of nafas over nafas over. So we have the bottom one which is closed, and
it's a whole
mashu. Yeah. We're not afraid. For the writer was afraid. Not so. The water changes so up and down with a small hole of a mashu. Who mitzias is the water doesn't.
No, the water doesn't.
It's supposed
to be clean. Of course, it's
mechumet and halal. It should be.
It should be
kosher because mechumet. Oh, if it's less than 40, it should also be kosher. Just remember. Yeah, you need. Yeah, I'll tell you why. Because we make it all one mikvah. The rabbi was afraid there'll be nafasav and nafasav. That the tap will eventually, it'll keep on switching, eventually become what was originally my shul.
Would that the whole mashu would switch also?
I imagine Allah will switch, but halachically we're not concerned that rifle will switch. The mashu will switch maybe.
The point of time is to worry what they build up the mind is still attached. Do you still need to use a good atoms or?
It's interesting because there's a Mishnah, I believe, the Mishnah says you want a tevel, a small keli, a needle. How are you going to tevel a needle? If you let go of it, it's going to fall. And so the Mishnah gives an eitzah to put the needle on the step and to splash a little water on it, not a big splash, it'll wash right down, but to make enough of a wave that a thin layer goes over the step. But that splash has to be connected. It's good enough. So you're saying that the splash really should have to be shefer sanayim. It should have to be thicker. The truth is, Tyson says, it needs a width of shefer sanayim, but only to klipas hashom in height, which I assume that it does need. It needs that amount of height to be considered connected. You're right. It will be just a fair hafiyach. It won't be good. Because it's sort of out of the mikvah. That if the step is above the waterline, then that's out of the mikvah. Right. Now, the only time there's Tfilas Nashim, which is Deraisa, but for men, basically, the only time Yaisa can Tfilas Deraisa is when you table metal kalim. Glass kalim is Drabanan. Metal kalim, you table is Deraisa. So you really should need all the Hidurim. That's why it's better to table in the bar, as I mentioned last week. Regarding Yitzuk, we pass in. The Nitzuk is a chibur only for the Rabbanans, not for the Raises. There's a case in Shulchan Aruch, Tzimah Kuf Nun Tes, I believe it's Siv Zayin, which is not like our Taisus. Our Taisus says in the Tiyas Yedayim, Nitzuk is no good. There's a case as follows. If you think this case never happens to you, you give me a few minutes, I'll show you that it could potentially happen. What? I know. The case is the following. You have, let's just say, a stream or a lake of water. And here you have a person who wants to wash his hands. So he has a pitcher. He's got a pitcher of water. He's washing his hands. There's a hole in the pitcher. And this water is attached to the mikvah. It's dripping. It's not attached. These are drips. But a flow, not separate drips. There's a flow of water in this pitcher that's flowing into the lake. At the same time, the person is tilting the pitcher and washing. Is that clear? I'm talking about? Yes or no? Right? You have a keli. The keli has a hole in it. You can't use it for tefillah sidayim, right? A keli with a hole in it is possible for tefillah sidayim. But if you table in a lake, you put your hands in a lake, you don't need. You can table in a mikvah, you don't need. The shaila is, here you have the pitcher, to draw it sideways. Right? Yeah, this is a pitcher. Looks like a pitcher, right? Here's a pitcher, the water is flowing out, and here you have the person who's washing his hands, right? He's standing there. And he's sticking out his hands over here, he's washing his hands from this water. Now this keli has a hole in it. It's got a hole here at the bottom. It's possible for tefillah sidayim. But this water is flowing. There's a nitzok attaching it to the lake or the mikvah. Okay? That's the case. What? So this water is going down, this water is going down, and he's washing, but it's all connected. The water hitting his hand is all connected to the there's no space. Enough water that there's no space. As he's pouring, the pitcher is very full, and there's water on the bottom flowing out, there's water on the top going onto his hands, and that's how he's washing. Shulchan Aruch says it's good. Simon Kustin test, it's Zion, I think. Shulchan Aruch says it's good, because by Netzilas Zion, Nitzuk is a Chibur. It's kosher. Not because the Kaili is kosher, Kaili is possible. But it's good because it's as if he titled his hands into the lake. What? Oh, there's a question if you make on Tzil Sidayim, on Tzil Sidayim. I think we always make on Tzil Sidayim as a loitzon. But, to check, if it says different, it says different. But, what? It says, okay, they're good to say Tzil Sidayim. We'll check it out. Don't do it till you mavar. But the way I remember, now where did this come? La halacha l'maisa. There was a yid that lived here in the yeshiva neighborhood before my days, Rav Tulushkin. He was actually in Russia. The years after the communists came into power, and he made himself a big expert in Hilchos Mikvahs. The hidden mikvahs in Russia, and when you weren't able now, you build a mikvah. He had hidden mikvahs, he had to have a tremendous bekiyas in Hilchos Mikvahs to know exactly how to build mikvahs. When he came to America in the late 50s, early 60s, he printed a sefer called Taras Mayim, which Rabbanim, when they went to check mikvahs the people go drive out to Monticello and to other neighbors to check mikvahs, this is a sefer they would take along. Taras Mayim. It's a sefer that went through numerous printings. Yeshiva has it here. And he was very much an Ishmaisa. He inquired into the water systems in New York, the way it works. Basically, what his inquiries are hold true for Rive of New York, even now, 40 years later. And he came up with an Eitza for someone who has to wash Netilas Yadayim and is unable to do so because he doesn't have a keli. You're in a place, you don't have a keli, what do? So you're here in an airplane, you don't have a keli. You're stuck, how are you going to wash Netilas Yadayim? But in New York City, in many areas of New York City, including Brooklyn, he came up with what is a Eitzah that he held as Halacha L'Maisa. I believe Rav Moshe was masking in a tshuva. As a matter of fact, Rav Moshe has in one tshuva, Shaila, if you could use a shower for Tzilas Ezra, for Tisha Kavim, which we'll get to, he says, he alludes to Sefer Taras Mayim. He says to look there, where he he's Maksha. But getting back to the Tzilas Yadayim, he has a great Ein Fal. As many of you may know from the Bog Tova last year, the water that comes through our taps in Brooklyn is directly connected to the reservoir upstate, to one of a number of reservoirs upstate. Which means that theoretically, if you had a fish in the sink here in the yeshiva, and you programmed the fish to swim, it's possible for him to swim up against the current, through the pipes, underground, through the pipes, all the way up to a reservoir which has a din of a kosher mikveh. The Nela, he says that what you can do if you're stuck is very simple. What you do is you go over to a sink, you stuff up the sink, and you fill the sink with water. Once the sink is full, you tovel your hands in that water. Nitzuk chibur, the flow of water from the reservoir to my pool of water in the sink, is mechaberit. We paskin by the Tzilas Yadayim of the Rabbanon the nitzuk chibur. So memela nitzuk chibur, you can dip your hands in, and you're dipping your hands in the reservoir, which is 100 miles away. The sink is on. The sink has to keep on running. It should be nitzuk chibur. And you tell your hands in, and it's good. Directly under. Why don't you do it directly under the faucet, like the pitcher? There's a problem, I think, of kayach gavra. You need the halachas for the tila. You need kayach gavra, I think. I think that's why. It's a tila when you pour on your hands. You take a look. I think that's his pickbook. That if you're pouring, you need kayach gavra. I think so. And if you turn it on, it's just the gravity is pushing it down. So you see kayach gavra. We can take a look. We can take a look at that's his reason. But this is what he suggests with the lumbus of nitzuk chibur. Now, this does not work in any building. You have to be chayshish, it doesn't work in any building that's more than 6 stories tall.
Even on the lower stories?
Because, what?
Even on the lower stories?
Even on the lower stories, because the way buildings. You see many buildings have water towers above the building. You see the Garden Avenue M in the big building, the CBS building has this big water tower on top. Tall buildings have water tanks. I wonder, why do they have water tanks? Why do they need water tanks? I don't need a water tank in my house. The answer is, what brings the water into my house? There's no pump pumping it in. The answer is that gravity, the water pressure of the reservoir is higher than the water in my house, so despite the fact it goes through a whole bunch of pipes, the water pressure nevertheless pushes it into my house. If I have a building which has a story which is so high that it's higher than a different pool of water where the reservoir is, the water pressure is going to push it into that pool of water. That's going to be the lowest point. It's not going to push it up. Water pressure doesn't push water up, it only pushes water down. So it's only gonna, now it could push it up if it's lower than the highest point. If you have a pool of water here, and the water comes into my house, into the basement, and then up to the first floor, how does the water go up? Water pressure could push it up as long as the reservoir is higher, it'll keep on pushing. But as soon as the point where it has to get to is higher than the reservoir is not gonna push it higher, it'll push it till there and not higher. So these buildings need pumps. Now a pump, if you can have the pump run 24 hours a day, it's going to burn out eventually. So rather than having a constant pump, what they do is they have a large water tank. The pump goes on, fills the water tank. The pump shuts off. There's no more chibur to the reservoir. And the water tank uses the water. Once the water tank gets below a certain level, the pump goes on and it fills it up again. So these buildings, there's no seaboard. Even the lower floors, the piping system is all connected, as far as I know, and therefore, Dates, it does not work. But in other places, it does work. It doesn't work in Queens. Nothing personal against Queens, but Queens doesn't get water from the aquifer, from the reservoirs. They get from the aquifers underground, which is better for the bug problem, but worse for the Tiosidae problem, because everything is pumped. In Queens, all water has to be pumped to a pumping station, and houses don't have pumps. They pump it to pumping stations, and the pumping station is high enough that the water runs. But that water is already a shadow by Shuvim, and there it doesn't work. But otherwise, it works. Very interesting. You read the Taras Mayim, it explains how the pumping stations work. I mean, not the big arichlis, but the kitchen. This is an application of Nitzachibur. What? Because for the Rishis, we don't pass the Nitzachibur, only for the Rabbanans. Right, we don't pass it.
Isn't it much
higher than 6 stories? I don't know. It probably depends on which neighborhood. And I think it's the local building, the zoning that they have up to 6 stories you don't need. I may be wrong on the number of stories. It could depend on the neighborhood.
Is the hot water tank?
No. Because it's cold water, it's supposed to be a hot water tank.
It's not the same thing?
No, cold water is supposed to be a hot water tank. Every ounce will take out. What? The hot water comes from that big tank into the hot water tank for boiler. It's actually not a separate hot water tank. These boilers. Even will be a derabbanan. I don't think we use it even for tefillas kli zchuchis. Something that's ikrei derais, so we don't use it. Alright, I don't want to spend, I want to get back to the Gittin Sugya, so let's see the last two Ibayas in the Gemara. Amr Yirmiya, Hari Amr. Habarai Sheberubi b'mayim shuvim. Somebody has mayim shuvim poured over him. Vitar Shevaflu Arai Shevarubai Shleshalugin mayim shuvim. From it. There's a Tumadur Abanam. Chazal didn't want people to think you could become tar by pouring water on you. They said, if somebody pours water on you, if I can't, that you become tamei. Tamei. By Reb Yirmiya. Chetziyai bebiya, v'chetziyai b'nefila mayim. If, there are two different shiurim. Habarai sheveruba, if you go into the water, the shiur is, the shiur is the same, shalish lugin. What happens if you have 1.5 lugin that's ba' olav? That's bar that he came into, he stepped into a bath. And in addition, there's 1.5 lugin that gets poured on him. What is the din in such a case? Is it the tzaref? Take it. Vesti baya, amrach papa, hari amru, bal keri chaylov. Shenasnu olav tishra kabin mayim, tar. Alright, now this is a halacha, which is grad a hidr bizman hazeh as well. And that is tefillas Ezra. Ezra was mistaken that a balkeri should be titled bizman hazeh, which means any married man that has relations with his wife becomes a balkeri. And he made a takana that people should be titled. If they're not titled, they shouldn't daven, they shouldn't learn until they're titled. Klai Yisrael was not makabel tefillas, the takana Ezra as a chiyuv. And we say Batla Takanas Ezra, and there is no obligation. Nevertheless, there is a hider that the Shabura brings that people should be naive Tfilas Ezra Bizman Hazeh. Bizman Hazeh, many shuls have mikvahs, it's not even hard. If you live near a shul that has a mikvah, that a person should be tevil. I remember years ago, there was a fellow yeshiva whose father used to drive Rav Moshe to Beresh Yishlayim for Shachris in the morning. And I remember once he was sitting and someone asked him, does Rav Moshe go to the mikvah before he goes to Davin? So this fellow was a bachur, so he had no clue what he was saying. He said, it's the funniest thing. Rav Moshe only goes Sunday mornings. Other mornings he doesn't go. Sunday mornings he goes sometimes and that's it. So he didn't understand what special Sunday. Friday is Erev Shabbos. You can understand what Sunday. But it says, Aynas Tamachachim is me Shabbos, Shabbos. So the stam at the table on Shabbos in the Litvish world, and not the table on Shabbos, of Mishnah Berurah. So he went to the mikveh Sunday morning. Sunday morning was his Tefillas Ezra. It made a lot of sense that it always came out Sunday morning. But that is the takana of Tefillas Ezra. And Gedolei Yisrael were naig. Rapam was not naig to go to the mikveh on Shabbos. And he went to Tefillas Ezra. He was naig. Went to the mikveh to Tefillas Ezra. That he was naig. What? If it's possible to go to Shabbos, you don't go to Shabbos. But at any rate, that's the no, you don't become tame because this tumma is not the tumma of the Tekanas Ezra. I care. What it says in the it says here in this brisa, it's a mission of mikvahs. That if somebody is like Tefillas Ezra, let's say he's traveling, he's in a hotel somewhere, there's no mikveh, and he wants to be like Tefillas Ezra, so what does he do? So a keri chaylo or a chaylo can't go to the mikveh. Nice will have tisha kab in mayim tar. The other way you could do Tefillas Ezra instead of being tayvel is to pour tisha kab in over the person. And this, as I said, Ramesha has a shaylo. Is a shower good enough for tisha kab? He says to look at the Taras Mayim, he says that a shower is good, because Mayim Shuvim is good, provided that the Tisha Kabin is falling on the head of the person. Of course, it goes over the whole body, falling over his head, and that the person holds his hands inwards so that that water could go on his arms as well. He says a shower could be used. He says, though, that the shower should be turned on. Normally, you turn on the shower and then you step into the water, which is not nasnu olav tisha kabin. He says you should. Now it's very hard to turn on the shower. It's going to be cold or hot. How do you set it? So, well, what you do is you could set it. Many showers. A shower has a bathtub. You could set the water to run out of the bath, and then go, set the temperature, and then turn it on when you're under the shower. And then the temperature is good, or you could set the temperature and turn it off, turn it on quickly. But anyway, this is the, I think, the eighth of the Taras Mayim. What? Once the water is running anyway. Okay, I'm not sure what his raya is, but he says nasnu olav has to be that the nesina has to start to be on the person. That is seen, and that's why he said that it's. I think not. You can look it up. Taras Mayim. It's here in the Halachas Farim. That's good. Yeah. Yes. Sorry. The Chachilah person should be nice to Yosef Ezra, but otherwise, the person could be signed up on a shower.
How much is Tisha Kabin?
Tisha Kabin is. Asah is under 50. Asah, 40 saw is 191 gallons. 200 gallons. 5 gallons is asah. Tisha Kabin is, I think it's about 3 quarters of asah. 12. 3 quarters, 4. It'd be a little over 3 gallons, which is not, it's not all that much. Depending on how quickly the water is running. I think it would be a little bit 3 gallons if my calculations are correct. So Rav Yirmi, so Papa Yastinibai, a chetzi v'tvila v'chetzi v'nesina mai. What's the din if half of it is v'nesina and half of it is v'tvila? Teiku, so this is a
important issue. Why do you get the comment in front of my mind
but you're not being tightable in it. I mean, it's going over you. It should be vital like that picture. Shuvin is good. Yeah. So therefore what? So you can tightle on Shuvin. My Shuvin is good for Tefillas Ezra. You can use a camp swimming pool. People could use. Matter of fact, the Mishnah Berurah says for Tefillas Ezra, if you have a mikveh that's not hot, that you could go on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says, Tamas like to go to mikveh on Shabbos. He says not to. But to go in a hot mikveh, he asks. But in a mikveh that, oh, Tarvadas is mikveh, I don't know today. But all the years on Shabbos, it was set lukewarm. It was a cool mikveh, just enough to take out the heat. but then it should be mutter to be tevel Shabbos like Mishnah Berurah. I assume it's still that way. I think it's changed. Do you mind to shower? To Chicago. Even if it's my shoes, no, the question is whether these pack up. I think that's what he's done. But you need a person to pour it on you, or it's enough that it flows in the shower. I think that's his, that's what his needs are. Yeah, I think I take a look. I think he says you don't need that. You don't need those that can't pour it on. Okay, I don't have to take a look. Alright, this is the sugya. We're going to get back. Again, I'd like to try to cover a lot a week. So we're going to get back to the sugya.